You know, this meeting is unique within itself in the body of Christ, and we're pioneering and positioning men and women in their proper places. And actually, we're digging deeper into the spiritual realm. And so it will take, it cannot be handled by feeling. It has to be handled by faith. A lot of things we'll miss if we're just operating by feeling. A lot of things that the Lord is trying to show us, he can't get our attention because we're waiting on goosebumps. And some of the strongest moment in your life, you're not going to have no goosebumps. Sometimes it'll be puzzling to you because he wants you to obey what he's saying. The Bible says if you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. So my aim is to speak to you from experience and revelation. I've walked with God a long time, and I have to talk about it because we have to deal with novice who try to stand in office that they have not been called to stand in. See, you can read so many books and get influenced by the books, but not influenced by God. And we want to be mindful and careful and prayerful to put you in your right place, as a thought model. Put you in your right place spiritually that you can enjoy ministry. You know, I've heard so many people say ministry hard time. Oh, Lord, it's rough. It's rough because you're trying to do it yourself. you got to depend on the Holy Spirit. Now, like I say, I look around. We got a lot of experience in here, men who've been and women who've been in ministry a long time. So we just got to let the Holy Spirit do this thing. Bring us, hallelujah. Bring us into a place of his presence that the Holy Spirit can touch each one of us. Yes. It's all about hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's all about yielding, yes, knowing how to yield, yes, to the Holy Ghost. Yes. You know, he's here. Yes. And when you learn how to yield to him, he'll tell you a great and mighty thing. God, our Father, we thank you that everything's already set up, that the anointing for this morning is in place. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your word will flourish and flow in our hearts and in our ministry. We want to give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor for what's transpired here this morning. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. We want to do the same thing. We want to go through certain facet of ministering this morning. We want to deal with the subject matter, framing your ministry in apostolic authority. Framing your ministry in apostolic authority. Now, this is something that we have not been able to do to a large extent because we have not understood the fivefold ministry gift there in Ephesians 4:11. And the church have not enjoyed the benefits of being able to stop false things when they come up and have revelation understanding. A short prophecy, I'm going to do it the same way, a short prophecy. Short visitation would not be enough. No, I want you to stay in my presence. I can attest to that fact. No matter who you are with or where you are, I always have something to say to you. So never turn me fully off for nobody else. And it says, remember, I always have something to show you. Always have something to show you. So stay on watch. Be alert. Be aware. Be open. Be concerned. He always. Some of the greatest revelation I got is in some of the spots that you just wasn't expecting nothing in the natural, but in the spirit, he revealed himself. So in framing your ministry in apostolic authority, one of the first things you have to know, no one can do this for you. You're going to have to apply yourself in the realm of the spirit that God will have opportunity to help you frame your ministry in apostolic authority. Now, when you say apostolic authority, you're talking about the top of ministry. Yes, sir. I'm not saying that because I'm an apostle. Don't be looking at me like that. I'm not saying that because I'm an apostle. I'm just dealing with what the real spiritual facts are, yes, and we're going to have to face up to it.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have to submit.
Yes, sir. That's
right. If you're a pastor, you're going to have to, a pastor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, let me say it again. A pastor.
Yes, sir.
Going to have to submit.
Yes, sir.
The pastor's supposed to be wearing all the authorities also in the anointing. But you got to come together there in Ephesians 4:11. And it would take commitment continuously.
Yes,
being continuously committed to the things of God. I'm not talking about, see, on God, you can't go on vacation.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what you got on.
Yes, sir.
You got to stay open at all time,
yes, sir.
Everywhere,
yeah,
for God to manifest himself. Now, I've been out of the city, but I ain't been away from God. When I get on that plane, God get on that plane with me. I don't want no vacation from God. I don't want to drive without God. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want to eat without God. Sad to say, the Spirit of God says many will never experience apostolic anointing, for it's not cheap. So we're dealing with a very spiritual expense here. We're dealing with training and imparting the apostolic anointing. It's not cheap. And I heard him say, get ready to push through. Now watch this. And this came at 4:30 this morning. Get ready to push through the blockage that had been set up to make you regular. And I'll tell you about this. I was going to say this another way, and the Holy Spirit told me don't say it that way. And I want you to catch on to this. How was I going to say it? I was going to say many people don't want the apostolic setting. That's what I was going to say. They don't want the church to change into that mode of the apostolic. That's what I was going to say. But then the Holy Spirit told me, said, no, I'm training you to get people to say the right thing. He says, many people do not want secular church.
Yes,
sir. See, we always say it the other way, but he wanted us to get a hold of this morning. Many people, I don't want it. I don't want no secular church. Just singing and jumping around and dancing with no power. So we start building or framing your ministry in apostolic authority. It means you function in an apostolic manner in first place with a first place anointing. Turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 3. The Apostle Paul had the same thought for the church at Ephesus. How he wanted to train them. And there's two apostolic prayer.
Yes, sir.
that most Christians know about. And we want to record praying apostolic prayers properly. Praying apostolic prayer properly. And you're going to see so much, hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going to see so much, listen very carefully, you're going to see so much spiritual withdrawal. In other words, I think that the Holy Spirit can help all of us this morning knowing how to draw on God more. How to get more benefit out of being a Christian or being a son or being a daughter or being called of God in our prayer time. In other words, to a large degree, the church has been beggars. Praying beggar prayer. And that's what Satan wants. He wants to pray those beggar prayers. God, would you do this for me? God. And then God sitting on the throne and said, I've done it. I sent my son. My son cleared everything up. You follow me? But if we train wrong, we'll pray wrong, we'll study wrong, we'll look for the wrong thing in the Bible, and we look right over our answer. And every answer you need is you already have it. Scripture-wise, I see you catch a hold of that. See, because you begin to live beyond feeling. Because it don't feel like I have it. It doesn't matter how you feel. It's what your faith is saying. What God's word is saying. You follow what I'm saying? And a lot of times we're praying and we're crying and we're staying hours and hours of praying in tongues. That ain't going to get nothing done. Because you're praying wrong. You're trying to make it come mystically and it's already have arrived. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
See, that feeling you have in your body is not your answer. Them zeros in your checking account is not your answer. You already been provided for. And when you take your ownership, which is grace, and take the key of faith and unlock it, no demon in hell can stop you. So as we look at these prayers, these two major prayers that Paul prayed in Ephesians and opened up the whole spiritual world to you. Those two prayers open up the whole, it says so much about you being a Christian and what it means to be a child of God in those two prayers. Those two prayers need to be prayed. When the last time you was on your knees? We stopped getting on our knees. We modern Christians. Just say, no, you better get out on your knees sometime. I know it hurt, and it ain't hot, and it ain't easy to get up now, but get on there anyway and roll back up. roll back up. But every now and then, I tell you how long you got to stay, but you need to stay down there a little while anyway, and then go on and rub yourself after. Kneeling is a divine positioning. It's saying to him, you the one. You understand? Now, I know most of us sit down and stand up and pray. See that? The quality of God? Every now and then, though, get on your knees. For this meeting, I don't know how many times in the early in the morning I got on my knees and started with this prayer here in Ephesians 3:14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. No, I didn't say I bow my head. He said I bow my knees. In other words, you got get in a humble. Woo, glory to God. Get in a position saying, Lord, I can't make it without you. But it's called, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Heaven and earth. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Now, that's a powerful prayer there. You're going to be strengthened in your inner man, not your outer man, your inner man. Your outer man going to have to shut up now. Your outer circumstances, when you're functioning on the inside, everything on the outside got to shut up. You are more powerful on the inside than you are on the outside. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, when you find out you're weak, you seem like things not working right, go on the inside.
Yes, sir.
When the last time you've been on the inside? The real you is on the inside.
Yes, that's right.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I hear somebody say, I got a few things I need to go inside about right now.
Yes,
and go in there and stay until he give you an answer.
Yes,
give you some direction.
Yes,
there's a thing called, we don't talk about it a whole lot, divine direction.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Divine directions are important. Matter of fact, divine direction is the most important thing you have in your life.
Yes, sir.
When you can hear from God on the inside.
Yes,
not all that stuff on the outside, but God spoke to you.
Yes,
and you know what he told you to do.
Yes,
and he assured you everything going to be all right.
Yes,
even like a crash on the outside, like nothing working, but you got a word on the inside. And God spoke to you personally.
Yes,
and God said, daughter, son, I got you. It's going to be all right. Don't care how you feel. Don't care how... Ah! Don't care how it look. Don't care who against you. See, that's what meditation is all about. Meditation opens the doors for divine visitation, where the Lord comes to you personally and sat down with you, put his hand on you, and tell you everything's all right. And you heard him. You hear him for yourself. And that's why every now and then it's good to get on your knees.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Verse 16 said that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit. Oh, my goodness. In the inner man. Let me ask you a question. How many of you all ever had outer man trouble? Raise your lying hand. I forgot to raise mine. It's more of functioning. Thank you, Lord. The apostolic ministry is more of functioning from the inner man.
Yes, sir.
See. You're going to have to be in this season. I'm about to use a word now. You're going to have to be a culture changer. The culture all messed up until you walk in. See, cultures can never overrule the anointing. And you come from an anointing culture. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so we got to stop talking about them so much, how good they are, or how, not how good they are, how messed up they are. Look and find somebody look a little decent. You already look at that person undecent. Just turn your head and try to find somebody with some right outfits on. Y'all know what I'm saying. You set you all spiritual. Y'all know how it is.
Yes, sir.
We got to ride. The glory going to hit this place this morning. I keep I keep getting the nerves, man. They still, I got to holler every now and then. Glory to God. You get loaded on the inside. I tell you one thing. You're going to leave here with a whole lot more anointing than when you came here. Oh, he's going to come. He's going to come back to you. Oh, yes, sir. It will come back to you because I can feel the impact right now. Oh! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I received some. Hallelujah. $1,000. Woo! You know, I mean, you go back up to verse 16, that he would grant you according to the, now this is an apostolic prayer for the believer, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. How you dwell?
By faith.
Not by your feeling. Not by the facts. By faith. That you're being rooted and grounded in love. Now you must know, this may sound elementary, but you need to hear it again. I need to hear it. Nothing can whoop love. Love will knock every demon out. Look, love is so powerful. That's why he wrote that whole chapter on love in 1 Corinthians 13. Love is powerful. See, love got to overrule all of your gifts, all of your abilities. You have to be walking in the spirit of love. When love is functioning, you're in your greater power. That's why I said, for God so loved the world. So I think one of the apostolic exercise is to function in love. Because you're going to be messing with a lot of foolish people. See, the only way you can handle a fool is love them. You can't train a fool. You got to love them. Love them in spite of. Are you following me? So one of the grandest abilities of transitioning of the apostolic is knowing how to walk in love. You know what he said in 1 Corinthians? You can have all the gifts you want. You can prophesy, you have tongue, but if you ain't got no love, you ain't nothing. That's what Paul said. And you don't love just those who love you. You got to love everybody. You got to love the one who don't like you. And you know you can't do that by yourself. You got to do that from the inside. You can't walk in love in your own power. You can have tongues and gifts. He talked about in 1 Corinthians 13. But if you don't have love, you're nothing. Holy Spirit, help me to operate in love. In the God kind of love. And stop looking for fault in people. And try to put some faith in them. We're called to help them. What about you before you got saved? What did it take to get you right when you wasn't saved? Somebody came and loved you and changed you from a sinner to a saint. God so loved the world. You remember that day? You remember that day you got saved? You're supposed to be packing the same ministry. Look beyond their fault and what does see their need. That's apostolic. Praise God. Praise God. You're leaving here a greater level. I keep hearing over and over again, nothing and nobody can whip love. No problem, no demon. Matter of fact, when one started walking in love, the devil get tremendously nervous. Because he knows it's love that took him out. So I want you to build your ministry on the basis of love. Hallelujah. How many with me up in here? How many with me? How many ready to go deeper in the Spirit? I tell you what he's doing now, he's taking us deeper in the Spirit. And you can't go no deeper than love. It's in you. Turn it loose. You know you're going to run up on some crazy people. Don't go crazy with them. You said to get them saved.
Glory to God.
Don't you get upset and want to pull your coat off. Poor Jesus would have put his garment off with us, each one of us. You know what your habit was. All y'all looking all innocent this morning. You know God brought us through some things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that these apostles, man, you may be seated. These apostolic prayer, I'm not going to get further this morning. I see that now. Look at verse 17 again. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love. Are you rooted? Are you grounded in love? Then go on to verse 18, may be able to comprehend but all sin. What, look at this. Look at this. Look at these four dimensions. Breadth, length, and depth, and height. And to know the love of Christ was passes knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of God. Oh, look at verse 20. We see what we're doing? We're talking about framing your ministry in apostolic authority, and praying apostolically, apostolic prayers properly. Look at verse 20. Let's solve everything right now. Let's solve everything in your ministry right now. Let's solve everything in your life right now. Come on, let's sell her. Let's sell her every question you have right now. Let's sell her every insufficiency you have right now. Right here. In this place right now. Our God is big enough to sell up everything in your ministry, everything in your life right now. We got to let him sell it. We can't be running and jumping and hollering before we hear what God's saying. We got that. God want to sell us some things up in here. You here for a reason. You hear verse 20? You're looking at it.
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yes, sir. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
yeah. Not by might, nor by power, by spirit. But verse 20, I'm thank God I'm able to preach the Bible and teach the Bible and live the Bible.
Yes, sir.
In Genesis chapter 12, it said if you connect properly, you'll get the same thing. I see them boys doing it all the time. Boy and girl doing the same thing. Their life coming up. They're doing it here. Like a jet taking off. Don't ever think what you can't do or what you can't have. Country boy came from a town less than 300 people, walking on a gravel road, and now have owned four jets and paid for all four of them.
Yes, sir.
One of my sons flying one now. And I'm hearing in my spirit, and I want you to hear it. I'm going to say it to you now. Your potentials are so great. Turn them loose and let them manifest. Your potentials are so great. Turn them loose and let them manifest. Take all stop signs out. Take all limits off. Our God is not a limited God. And he's not a God that stop and no hike. We're about to read a verse. That 20 verse? What? That 20 verse. What? In this prayer, Paul prayed this for you. I receive this, ma'am. It's $1,000 check. Don't, at 20th verse. We're going to read the 20th verse. Look, children. Now, later, 15 years from now. Now, I told you something that I was trembling when I told it, but my ministry never had no failure in 57 years. In 57 years, I never had no money problem. But I was tracking with God. See, sometimes we get ahead of God and it causes a money problem. You got to know how to flow with Him. See, when we came out here, we were down in the little city of Darrow. We came out here, a political man told me, don't mess with this land because they were about to build a dump back there. But the Lord told me, he said, no, don't listen to him, listen to me, go ahead and get the land. How many acres we bought right here when we were for the church? You remember?
Yeah, 42.
42?
Yes, sir.
We started off with 42 acres?
Yes, sir.
That's all we had, 42 acres? I thought we had 100-something acres. 40-something acres. We started with 40-something. And then the other one came to us. So I told you about going to look at that 40 acres of land. And me and my men were there cutting the trees down and all that. And a tax problem come up. So I just told them to put everything in the truck. We went back down to our little place in Darrow. But the Lord is amazing.
Yes, sir.
Tell somebody next to you, the Lord is amazing.
The Lord is
amazing. Now, I had you to say that for a reason. Because amazing things are about to happen in your ministry. That's why you're here. Amazing things. Some of y'all done got to a certain number of people and you're upset and you don't think you're going to grow anymore. You got to a certain amount in finances. No, all that's over this week. All limits are taken off of your life right now. Are you hearing me? I'm going to ask you another question. Are you feeling me? We here for a reason, son. And I heard the Spirit of God says, somebody rapidly is about to make a comeback. Who is that? Who are you talking to? Somebody about to make a comeback. A comeback that, whoo! Who are you talking to up in here? Well, shout then, that you better make some noise. Answer, you're about to make a comeback. I said, somebody in here about to make a comeback. I will see you, son. I see you, daughter. The $500 check. I will see you, son. That's a $5,000 check. I receive some. Somebody about to make a comeback, I say. That came up in my spirit. He said, say it. They're going to receive it. Say it. Somebody about to make a comeback. In other words, whoa! Somebody about to make a comeback. Man. Your authority in the spirit realm will never be at the same level. You're picking up authority in the spirit realm. You understand? Matter of fact, you can go back to something you tried to do. And it didn't come through. That's, I like the anointing, man. See, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believe it. You ready to shout? Yes, sir. If you can't shout off of verse 20, you just quit shouting. Now unto him. Yes. That is able. Now, I've got to ask you a question now. You believe you're able? Yes. Do you believe he can handle it?
Yes.
Well, dance a little bit then. Let him handle something for you right now. Tell that person next to you, if you don't have no dance in your feet, get from around me. Tell him, get from around me.
I just signed on my church building 2 weeks ago.
You did what? That's what I'm talking about. I will see you, son. That's what I'm talking about. $1,000. It's got to be wrong, yeah.
Hallelujah!
There were doors that were shut, but they're wide open now. They got enough power in this room to change the whole world. They got enough anointing in this room to change the whole world. We're here for a reason, I tell you. Now, don't tell my church now. I'm about to say something. Don't tell my church now. I got service Sunday, but I'm about to say something. Every stop ministry is loose right now. Everywhere your ministry, come on, hear what I'm saying. Everywhere your ministry was stuck at, in the name of Jesus, is loose now. If you need a building, yeah, it comes. I call every church, pay it off right now in the name of Jesus. Pay it off in full. No more bills, no more debt. Pay it in full. She just signed the paper on her church building. That's why she's dancing. She brought her seat up here. She said, I just signed the paper. I call it pay it off. Yeah, you're standing in a debt-free building. Uh-huh. You're standing on debt-free land. Uh-huh. You're hearing from a pastor and an apostle and a prophet that has no debt. How call everything paid for? I call your house paid for. Somebody help me up in here. Hallelujah. Your hustling and struggling days are over. I'm going to get back to my text, but I keep hearing words. And I got to speak the words because I know the Lord's speaking to you. And I keep hearing three words. Paid in full. Oh, say. You mean to tell me you in debt, stand up there, and a prophet done told you, the Lord done told him paid in full, and you ain't going to say nothing? You going to miss this cancellation that God trying to put in your life? You going to miss it by being pride? Or saying paid in full? You got to pay it in full. That's $1,000. Tell somebody next to you, pay it in full. I'm talking about houses. I'm talking about businesses. I'm talking about churches. I'm talking about what? 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 What you say? Pay it in full. What? up in here, don't believe this, get out of here now. You're holding us back. Come back next year. Right now, the Lord says, paid in full. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to what? The power that we turn that power loose this morning. That works in you. You have the power to be debt free on the inside of you. I used it. Come on, I used it. I receive you. I receive your seed. That's a $2,000 seed. Son, all right, I see you. That's a $1,000 seed. Hey, daughter, you doing good?
All right.
That rapid comeback. Oh, she said rapid comeback. Write that rapid comeback. I like that. Huh? How many of y'all like rapid comeback? You know what rapid comeback means, right? Right, son. Receive, son. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. Look at exceeding, abundantly, above, all. Woo, look at it. Get your Bible. I want you to look at it. I know you know it.
Paid in full,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm in full agreement. That's $3,000. I'm in full agreement. Paid in full. But I've been in debt. I know what debt is. And I saw God do it. He did it. He did it with the seed, though. He did it. I saw him do it. Tithe. No, I'm going to do it. You know, my wife and I, we're big givers now. We're way up in the thousands. We're going to get into the million, giving. Just giving. I stuck there, man. I got more things to say, man. Sit down, you're gonna write these notes. I'm gonna go to another place now. And write these down. Setting an apostolic agenda and an apostolic wisdom. Setting an apostolic agenda. I want you to leave you with an agenda, and I want you to function in apostolic wisdom from this message. Yes, sir. I receive your seed.
Rapid recovery.
I believe it. That's $1,000. You ever see people just sold $1,000 seed? I saw a man try to use money coming without being connected. He said, money coming, nothing came. The opening of the supernatural will constantly knock at your door, and you will know how to yield and flow.
Thank you, Lord.
Get it now. The opening of the supernatural will constantly knock at your door, and you will know how to yield and flow.
Yes.
Now this prophetic words that came to me, I once said in one of my small offices upstairs, I didn't know what I was doing in there. I just sat there and wrote out 32 things in about 15 minutes. You must know how to serve supernatural superior from the pulpit and watch God fulfill them. Supernatural superior. I never heard that before. Huh? So from this week forward, you're going to be supernaturally, superiorly performing.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Always yield the present moment to God, no matter where you are. You can't put God on a plate like a T-bone steak. You got to be eating God all the time. Stay in a surrendered position with heaven, and you will always will win the victory. Stay in a surrendered position. Listen to this one. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Spend quality time with God, and you'll always get great results no matter what happens.
Yes.
Yes. Spend quality time. This one here. When the door is closed, take the knob off. There's no such thing that a closed door on you, because you're a child of God. Nobody big enough to close a door on you. God always will get you through that door. Huh? You listening? Triumph is always waiting upon you. Trump is always waiting on you. You listening?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Blessings are flowing like rivers before, or like never before. Blessings are flowing like never before, for this is the season for God's show. In other words, God about to show off through somebody. This culture needs to see God. They don't know that. They need to know that God they can't, they're not equal with God. They're trying to do their little thing and trying to change the scripture. God about to show off through people with holiness and pureness and anointing and power and glory and revelation and knowledge. And woo! Use me, God. Yeah, we're close to the show.
Yes, sir.
God is putting a movie on that they have never seen before. And guess what? I'm gonna be in the movie. I got a part to play. Glory!
Glory!
Woo, my goodness. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
People are hungry for the truth. That's John 14:6 and John 8:32. When you minister to people properly, they will know how to live the good life of faith themselves. That's what's about to happen to our churches. You pastors who are here, you're going to wear that apostolic anointing, and your people are going to get free. They're going to get into Ephesians 4:11 through 16, know how to fight for themselves. And you ain't got to be calling everybody talking about, can you help me? Power is not just up in this pulpit. Power is supposed to be in that chair you sit in. You're a child of God, aren't you? I'll give you a few more. I'll give them all to you before we leave. Shut down feeling and fear, but keeping the doors of faith wide open. How many of y'all ever had problem with feeling? The rest of y'all lies, put your hand up. And shut down feeling and fear by keeping the door of faith wide open.
Yes. Yes, sir.
You know, Bible said, trust in the Lord with all your heart, right?
Yes, sir.
Lean not to what?
No.
He said, acknowledge him.
No.
What do you do? That there are moments in your infirmities God permit things to happen so you can trust him more. Never let that infirmity take your faith over. Your faith supposed to take it over. Are you listening to me? I told you yesterday, your infirmities are there for a reason. I need thee. Every hour. Anybody sitting up in here think you don't have no infirmities? I got news for you, baby. You got shortcoming, infirmity. All of us got it. In the flesh.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise his holy name.
I'm out of debt.
Hallelujah.
Man just told me, I think it was about $7,000, He said, I've been there, but now my check ain't never come back. Y'all ain't never cashed it. I remember I'd have been sitting at the bank for the bank to open. My wife, she tried to keep up with it. The money just keep on coming. Money, it's just looking, just run it down. You got a man in here, bring me $1,000 every month. He in here now. He looked me down. Fine, where he at? Isn't that something? I want to make sure you frame your ministry in apostolic authority. Don't forget that. So that's what we're dealing with. The last mistake you made must be flushed with blood. Making mistake is a matter of yielding back to the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:14. You listening?
Yes, sir.
I'm quitting a few minutes, but you're listening.
Yes, sir.
The shutdown anointing is upon you. When you walk through the door, it's time to glorify God. You're wearing a shutdown anointing. Satan know you got a shutdown anointing, but you got to know you got a shut. Whatever you bind on earth, I bind in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, I loose in heaven. You have you have a shutdown anointing in you. When Satan trying to send you something that you know it don't belong to you, you got the authority to shut it down. In the name of Jesus, I shut this down. Matter of fact, do you have anything you want to shut down right now? Think about it. You got a few things you want to shut down? Do you have anything being blocked you can't accomplish? We're going to shut that down. See, it is the anointing that destroys the yoke. Ain't saying about no feeling. It says the anointing. The anointing is real. The anointing is here. The anointing to shut down whatever you need shut down is in this house right now. I don't want you traveling all the way here and nothing happened. No, something getting on you right now. The anointing to shut down whatever you don't want in your life. You just tell it, I shut you down right now in the name of Jesus. Shut down sickness and disease. Shut down lack. Shut down confusion. Get your joy back. Say, I'm taking my joy back. Right now. Don't care how things look. Don't care how things feel. You're operating by faith. It's time to take your joy back. It's time to be happy. It's time to be free. Let me cuss a little bit. Don't care what the hell going on. Y'all get up here, praises. I know y'all short today, but I want to hear a little something else. I'm going to close. Y'all can't never go to sleep. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Come on. Hallelujah. Now, listen to me. Did anything happen? Watch now. Watch. I'm going to ask you a question to Mamsie. Did anything happen yet this morning? If nothing else happened, I shut down everything that is against me this morning. And I'm not gonna carry no more. I'm not. Every time it try to speak to me, I'm gonna say, in the name of Jesus, you shut down. That's how much power we packing. Tell somebody next to you, I'm packing. I try to look at you, you know. When I first come out, I look and see who up in here. I expect improvement in your life, in your ministry, in your marriage, in everything. Just improvement. In your knucklehead children who are knuckleheaded, that they lose that knucklehead and pay attention to you, what you're telling them to do. And don't compromise with them children. Tell it like it is. This is what you're supposed to be doing. I ain't hearing that. Shut up. I'm talking to you. Give me some respect. I fed your little tail and cleaned you and stayed up all night with you. Now shut up. Then I expect you to do the same thing with your children. See, Junior raised his children just like I raised him. His children ain't gonna play with him. Oh no. Ain't gonna play with him. He'll bless them, but they better not play with him. And they're in church and they're living right. You know, one of his daughters engaged. I believe she engaged her pretty good boy there. I've been whooping his tail everywhere I could. He don't know it. I whoop his tail indirectly, you know. I'll say something, you know. Actually. don't y'all let him marry nobody y'all don't check out. Somebody, she look good. Check her out. I whooped Jeremiah's wife. I asked all kind of crazy questions. I said, what is man? I said, what are you looking for? She took it, though.
Yes, sir.
He married. It looked like they're happy.
Yes, sir.
We go all on RV, and I'd be asking all kind of questions. Crazy. I get crazy, you know. Because was she marrying my son?
Yes, sir.
She said to marry my son.
Yes, sir.
You know. I said, can she cook? She got out there and threw a few things together. I better sit down, man. I'll get the rest of it. Y'all need to get, we'll get the rest of it. We got three more times. Better days are here now. Stop waiting and rejoice for manifestation. Better days. Not tomorrow. Not next year. Better days are now here, right now.
Hallelujah.
Husband, stop being stupid with your wife. You don't supposed to be bossing your wife. She got a mind. Let her talk sometime. You got that wrong, you know, that the wife supposed to be the servant. Serve what? Give that woman some freedom. Always got to please you. What I said that for, Lord? Somebody just got free.
Glory to God.
Somebody taped me and they're going to call their husband. Say, I want you to listen to this. What in the world are you all going to sing? It's 12:05. What in the world are you all going to sing? Sing it anyway. Go ahead.